Welcome back to my day 5 mowathon. I've travelled to the outskirts of Caen to the Atelier Civil, where the Atesia machine is being serviced. And they've put on a little reception for me, and we're having some croissants and coffee and a little chat, as much as I can in French. But I'm here at the moment with Patrick Vives, who's the president of Atesia, and he's going to explain a bit about their involvement, a bit about the company itself and when it was formed, and what they've done to get us on the road. So welcome, Patrick, and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Patrick Vives. I'm the president of the company Atesia in France, and I joined Phil on this local stop here in Caen just before he leaves the French route to cross and to join UK by tonight. So I have given him the support, as you know, obviously by the machine, but also with my team, because you never know what can happen on a 650 kilometers journey. And so our guys have been supporting him in case he needed some assistance, in case of flat tire, refueling, finding hotels, etc. So he has met three of our guys, but everything went extremely well. Phil has done a very good journey, and he is now waiting for his machine to be serviced. We are making the oil change and also checking the tires and everything so that he can carry on tomorrow his journey.
Fantastic. And just, Patrick, before we go, tell us a little bit about the history of Atesia, how it started and how many people are employed in both the French side of the enterprise as well as the UK.
Yeah, Atesia is part of the Wolf Group. We have the owner is Mr. Elmar Wolf in Wissembourg in Alsace region. We employ currently about 140 people. We export our products into 40 different countries, and we have one subsidiary in UK for over 20 years now, which is run by Les Mailing, and Les with his team, John Welling and Andrew Roberts, will carry on giving the assistance during the traveling to Scotland.
Okay, that's great. And I understand that at the end of this journey, my mower, as I'd like to call it now, is going to be auctioned off, partly to recover your costs, but also if there's any surplus, the money is going to be donated to charity as well. So hopefully we'll find a contractor out there to support this, but just tell us a bit about what a contractor can expect from the machine, what sort of value it is.
The machine, as it is equipped now, has a value of about 30,000 sterling, I would say, including the cab and the heating and everything. The machine will be sold at something like 20,000. That will be the start of the auction. And anything above that amount, I will also give it as a donation to the charity.
That's fantastic. Patrick, thank you very much for your help, not just today, but to get this show on the road. And I look forward to arriving in Scotland, and I'll always think of Atesia as being friends. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil, and good luck for the rest of the journey.